Rishi Sunak opened his statement to MPs in the House of Commons with a stark warning.
Our health emergency is not yet over, and our economic emergency has only just begun.
Part of his job was to set out the latest forecasts from the independent Office for Budget Responsibility.
The OBR forecasts the economy will contract this year by 11.3%, the largest fall in output for more than 300 years. The UK is forecast to borrow a total of £394 billion this year, equivalent to 19% of GDP, the highest recorded level of borrowing in our peacetime history.
The spending and borrowing taps are not being turned off yet, the Chancellor insisting the time for balancing the books will come after the coronavirus crisis is behind us. He announced a multi-billion New Deal-style plan to try and encourage people into and back into work. $5.3 billion for a so-called levelling up fund to allow local areas to bid for funding for local infrastructure. Billions more for major infrastructure projects. Over $70 billion set aside for COVID-19 spending next year on areas like testing, protective equipment and vaccines. But also a public sector pay freeze for people not working in the National Health Service or among the lowest paid. Shadow Chancellor Annalise Dodds says that's a mistake.
Firefighters, police officers and teachers will know their spending power is going down, so they will spend less in our small businesses and on our high streets. They will spend less in our private sector. Many key workers who willingly took on so much responsibility during this crisis are now being forced to tighten their belts.
Britain's overseas aid budget is to be cut from 0.7% of gross national income, a manifesto commitment from the Conservatives, to 0.5%. Rishi Sunak says it's a temporary move.
Our intention is to return to 0.7% when the fiscal situation allows. Based on the latest OECD data, the UK would remain the second highest aid donor in the G7.
But it's led to furious criticism from opposition politicians, religious leaders, charities and campaigners, and from corners of his own Conservative Party, including former Prime Minister David Cameron, who brought the 0.7% pledge in the first place.
I saw, as Prime Minister, the effects of that leadership, what it brought for Britain, as well as the amazing good it did, putting food on people's tables, vaccinating children, stopping mothers from dying in childbirth. These were brilliant things we were doing, and it said something brilliant about this country.
But despite all the controversy, Rishi Sunak says he has a responsibility to return public finances to a sustainable position after the COVID-19 pandemic. The most difficult decisions may lie ahead. Ollie Barrett, London.